We are going to continue our Faith Matters conversation now with a look at Passover. Tonight, Jewish families will get together for a special Seder dinner. That's the ceremonial meal that begins the holiday. They will retell the story of Moses, who freed the Israelites from bondage in Egypt. They'll eat matzah or unleavened bread, and they will drink 4 glasses of wine. And when it comes to kosher wine, there used to be, let's say, slim pickings. And they weren't generally known as taste sensations, but our next guests say that is no longer the case. The kosher wine world now offers hundreds of options from all over the world. Here to tell us more about that, Rabbi Shmuel Hirschfeld. He is the senior rabbi at Ohev Shalom, the National Synagogue in Washington, D.C. He joins us often to tell us more about the Jewish holidays and customs. And also with us, Yossi Horowitz. He is a lawyer by day and a wine aficionado by night. He's also a regular judge for Jewish Week's annual Kosher Wine Guide. And he writes a newsletter about kosher wine. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for joining us.
It's good to be here, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle, for having us.
So, Rabbi, could you just tell us, first of all, what is the role of wine in Passover, and why is it customary for Jews to drink 4 cups of wine during the Seder?
Passover is the night where we celebrate our redemption from Egypt many years ago, and one of the keys to making a Passover Seder meaningful and engaging everyone in the Passover Seder is to actually view ourselves as having been redeemed this night. And so tonight, as we sit at our Seder, we are going to be celebrating our freedom from bondage. And one of the ways our rabbis teach us that we celebrate is by drinking wine. It's a festive occasion. And so that's why we have 4 cups of wine at the Passover Seder. There are 2 explanations for 4. One is that it corresponds to 4 expressions of redemption when God speaks to Moses in the book of Exodus. And a second explanation is that at every ritual that we do, we try to have wine. And there are 4 major parts to the Passover Seder that we drink wine for.
Yossi, can you explain to us briefly what makes a wine kosher? And can any wine be kosher?
Sure, Michelle. In general, yes, any wine can be kosher. All that is required in a nutshell for a wine to be kosher is that it is handled from the time the grapes arrive at the winery until the time it goes into a bottle by Sabbath observant Jews, and that every ingredient in the wine is kosher. There are multitudes of rules and regulations that surround these 2 points. And the most important thing to note is that being kosher has nothing to do with the quality of the wine.
And I was going to ask you, why is it, and I'm not being mean here, but why is it that kosher wine has such a terrible reputation, or should I say had such a terrible reputation?
Well, I think it's a historical thing. As Rabbi Hirschfeld said, the kosher wine revolution or the resurgence of quality kosher wine has occurred over the last 30 years. The primary consumer of these wines is the kosher wine consumer. And I think in recent years, they have become more sophisticated in the area of culinary, gastronomic, and oenophilic delights. And I think with that increasing sophistication comes an increased demand for a better wine to put on the table. And while most people who are not kosher on a regular basis, who do not drink kosher wine on a regular basis, their memories of kosher wine come to Manischewitz, which is and can be cloyingly sweet, thick, and not exactly what you would serve with a fine meal.
I have fond memories of Manischewitz, but then again, I think a fine vintage is Sprite, so it shows you what I know. Tonight marks the first night of Passover, and we are talking about kosher wine. Our guests are kosher wine aficionado Yossi Horowitz. Also with us, Rabbi Shmuel Hirschfeld of the National Synagogue in Washington, D.C. We're going to actually sample a couple of bottles here, and these are both widely distributed in the U.S. To start, we have, I think, is a Sauvignon Blanc, right, mm-hmm. from Ella Valley Vineyards in Israel. And Rabbi, I understand, or maybe Yossi, this is a question for you. I understand that the rabbi has to open it in order for it to remain kosher. Is that, do I have this right?
So that
he has
correct.
To open it. Okay.
If a non-Jew were to open a bottle of wine, an observant Jew could no longer sample that wine. In order to get around that, there is a concept called mevushal, which means literally translated from Hebrew cooked, otherwise known as boiled. If the wine has been boiled, then any person can handle the wine without rendering it unkosher.
So, Rabbi, will you do the honors?
All right. First of all, Michelle,
Yossi, we need you.
In my home, my wife opens the bottle of wine.
Okay. And Rabbi is not giving up his day job for a career as a sommelier. I'll just mention that. So
I'm going to need help here. Can I stick this between my...
You can do whatever you need to do to open that.
That makes it easier.
Yay, there you are.
Yeah, Michelle, I'm going to need to recite a blessing before I drink
Please.
The wine.
Now I'm getting thirsty.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam borei pri hagafen.
Amen.
How is it?
It's a perfect wine.
Yeah, see, you recommended this one too, I think.
And I did.
What do you like about it?
Well, it actually comes from the Ella Valley Winery, like you said, which is in the Ella Valley in Israel, which has actually some great historical importance. It is the scene of the famous battle between David and Goliath. In more modern times, it is the scene of an incredible little winery that makes a number of really, really special wines. The wine in question that you guys are enjoying is a fresh, vibrant, fruity wine that has a nice bit of acid in it that helps it go well with food. It should be overtones of some citrus, grapefruit, things like that.
You getting all that, Rabbi?
Yes, he told me prior to the show that he only serves wine at the Seder that he would serve to the Messiah when he comes.
So well, that's good.
That's
to know.
A good rule.
That is a good rule. Let's move into red wine. The next bottle you selected for us is from California. It's a 2007 Special Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon. And Rabbi, will you do the honors again?
The second bottle you are sampling is actually a Mevushal bottle.
Okay.
So anyone can actually handle that
bottle. Anyone can handle that one.
And the wine that you guys are enjoying and making me thirsty is from the Alexander Valley. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon. And they make it very well.
Rabbi, what do you think?
I like the white one.
You like the white? You're more of a, and in general, are you more of a red or a white?
It is a custom to drink red wine at the Passover Seder because the red reminds us that the first plague was done with blood. So there is a added practice. So at our Passover Seder, we only drink red wine. But just so happens to be, I like this white wine more than this red wine.
So finally, before we let you go, Rabbi, some people can't drink wine.
Right.
For whatever reason, they might be expecting. It might just not agree with them. They might have perhaps an issue where it is best that they not drink wine. Is there an option? What should they do?
Well, the first option is grape juice. If you can't drink wine, then you can drink grape juice. And you can fulfill your commandment and the ritual requirement to drink wine by drinking the grape juice, especially if you're a child or an alcoholic, etc. But if you can't drink wine and you can't drink grape juice, call me and we'll work it out. It's no problem.
All right. Just be sure you show up at the Seder. That's right. Rabbi Shmuel Hirschfeld leads Ohev Shalom, the National Synagogue here in Washington, D.C. He was kind enough to join us in our studios in Washington, D.C. Yossi Horowitz is a lawyer by day and a wine aficionado by night. He joined us from member station WLRN in Miami, Florida, where he is observing the holidays with his family. Rabbi, thank you so much. Yossi, thank you so much for joining us. And what's the proper greeting? Is it Happy Passover? Gut Yontif?
Gut Yontif is perfect, Michelle.
Gut Yontif.
Thank you. Gut Yontif.